There has been an explosion of consumer interest in weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. On today's episode, I'm joined by an obesity and diabetes specialist to learn more about these medications. It's Monday, March 13th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Prescription drugs meant to treat chronic conditions like type 2 diabetes and obesity have caught the public's attention for one of their side effects: weight loss. Clinical trials of GLP-1 drugs like semaglutide, known by the brand names Ozempic and Wegovy, have shown that some patients can lose 10% or more of their body weight. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily. And because of the growing popularity and interest in these drugs, the market for them is booming. For example, last week, WW, previously known as Weight Watchers, purchased telehealth company Sequence, which prescribes the drugs through online appointments. And physicians across the country are reporting that more and more of their patients want access to them. On today's episode, we learn more about the drugs, how they're being incorporated into patient care, and discuss some of the misconceptions about them and how they work. My guest is Dr. Veronica Johnson. She's an obesity specialist, a practicing physician at Northwestern Medicine, and an assistant professor at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. To start our conversation, she first gave me an overview of the hormones that these drugs mimic and how they work in the body.
GLP-1 is a hormone that is naturally produced in our body. It's actually released into our intestines to have a variety of activities in our body. And it's very short-lived. And so we know that the benefits of GLP-1, especially in regards to weight, is that it slows down how fast our stomach empties. It also has roles in the brain to control our hunger and appetite. GLP-1 receptor agonists, which are the drugs that are more commonly known as liraglutide and semaglutide, mimic the natural form of GLP-1 hormone. So they bind to specific receptors to have the same activity that our native GLP-1 hormone has in the body. But GLP-1, or glucagon-like 1 peptide, is very short-lived. And so the GLP-1 receptor agonists activate those GLP-1 receptors in our body, and they stay around and have the activity for a lot longer than the native form of GLP-1.
As a physician who specializes in the treatment of obesity and diabetes, how have you seen these medications help your patients?
As you know, GLP-1s were initially introduced as medications to treat diabetes. And then later on, we found that GLP-1s promoted weight loss. And so GLP-1s were then approved at higher doses to treat obesity. So I always look at patients' labs when I think about the best treatment for them to address their weight and also address their associated medical conditions. So if I had a patient who had diabetes and also struggled with their weight, I would in turn prefer to use a medication like a GLP-1 receptor agonist to concurrently treat their weight and help their diabetes. And so, you know, the dosing for diabetes and obesity is a little bit different, but in an ideal world, I would try to increase the dose of their GLP-1 to as high as I could, because I would note that they would have significant weight loss on the higher dose by also treating their diabetes. But you just have to be cautious just because, you know, all medications have side effects. And so, you know, some patients can't tolerate those higher doses based off of those side effects. But in general, you know, these patients are doing really well to lose, you know, up to 10%, sometimes more of their initial body weight. And they're getting their diabetes in remission with these agents.
And sticking with that, do you think that these medications in particular stand to potentially rewrite the course of treatment for type 2 diabetes?
Well, we can already see that the American Diabetes Association has changed their clinical guidelines as far as how we approach patients who have diabetes, and we like to take a more weight-centric approach. Traditionally, metformin was the first medication that we look to treat diabetes. And now when we see patients who have both diabetes and weight, you know, they're actually advising that the GLP-1s are our first line even before metformin, because we see that not only does it promote even better blood sugar control, but in turn, it promotes more weight loss in those patients.
And how do we see these medications impacting other areas of their health?
So we know that when you have obesity, you're at risk for over 200 other comorbidities. And then, you know, as you know, there's a correlation with obesity and diabetes. You know, we're seeing later down the line, and as more and more information is out about GLP-1s, that they're starting to be used in other disease states that commonly affect patients who have obesity. So patients who have obesity also may have fatty liver disease, and, you know, seeing improvement of their progression to chronic stages of liver disease with GLP-1s might be another potential benefit to GLP-1s outside of just diabetes and weight. Also, there's a big cardiovascular outcomes trial looking at GLP-1s at obesity dosing for patients who have had a history of cardiovascular disease, and seeing what the impact of GLP-1s as far as protecting those patients from having another cardiovascular event. And in general, we're seeing that, you know, GLP-1s for a variety of reasons impact one's cardiovascular effects. So we're seeing, you know, specialists outside of the field of obesity medicine and really embracing use of GLP-1s to treat, you know, medical conditions that concurrently occur with patients who have obesity and other like medical issues that are common with those who have obesity as well.
So we've talked about how these medications can treat chronic conditions like obesity and type 2 diabetes, but there has been an explosion in interest driven largely by social media platforms like TikTok, as well as celebrity testimonials for the use of medications like Ozempic. These medications aren't necessarily new, and they haven't been approved for cosmetic weight loss, but do we have a sense as to how they caught on more broadly?
I think the biggest issue was around Wegovy and it being approved for obesity treatment back in 2021. And then it became a supply issue where the manufacturer wasn't able to supply or meet the demand of the need for the drug. And before Wegovy, which is semaglutide at highest dose of 2.4 milligrams, we had Ozempic for diabetes treatment. And so we inadvertently just said, hey, it's the same drug. And if we can't get the drug that's for obesity treatment, at least we can get our patients to have the same benefits from the drug, maybe at a lower dose with the medication off-label use for diabetes. And so I think that's how it kind of started to transition over. It was mainly in regards to just meeting the supply issue for the actually FDA indicated product of Wegovy and trying to get our patients to have the benefits from those drugs, but just knowing that we couldn't get them for them. So as of the beginning of this year, you know, all the doses of Wegovy are available. And so we're able to kind of transition the patients who do have coverage for Wegovy, because again, not all patients have coverage for anti-obesity medications, but we're able to get them who were on Ozempic and transition them back to the FDA-approved product if they don't have diabetes.
So what are your thoughts about the issue that has emerged of people who don't necessarily need the medication seeking out the medication, you know, whether they're influenced by TikTok or celebrities or not? How do you see this issue being reflective of both broader societal issues and how they intersect with health?
So I think we need to change the conversation in regards to what obesity is. I think one commonly in our mainstream public, we think of obesity just as a lifestyle condition. And so as a result, these medications have been branded to just promote weight loss, right? And so as a result, we're seeing all of this in social media is like, oh, well, I just need to get into this dress. I need to lose 10, 15 pounds. You know, I went to my doctor, and I don't know which doctor or any medical clinician who's prescribing these medications to anyone who's not clinically needing it. But that's besides the point. But they're getting it right. And that's changed that conversation where it's just like, well, it's a weight loss medication. And obesity is so much more than that. Like, we're not just treating someone's weight. And we know that there's a lot more involved in why one weighs what they weigh beyond just eat less, move more. And so these medications are really working on that physiology. And it's not a miracle pill, right? Not everyone responds to it the same way. And also not everyone is going to tolerate it, right? And some of the people that are using it for cosmetic reasons are trying to lose the quick, easy 5-10 pounds in 2-3 weeks. And so they're misusing the medication. They say more is better, right? So they're like starting on the very highest dose, thinking that's going to promote the most weight loss for them. And as a result, they're promoting a lot of those adverse effects that me as a obesity medicine physician would not start my patient on the very highest dose. And those patients that are on the very highest dose and losing a rapid amount of weight loss, now we're hearing this Ozempic face. And you know, honestly, that's something that would happen with any weight loss intervention if you were going to lose weight quickly. Unfortunately, I see it in some patients who've had weight loss surgery. You lose weight quickly, you just lose a lot more muscle mass, and that's the quote-unquote Ozempic face. So it's hard, but I think it's just continuing to have that conversation that we're not using these drugs for cosmetic reasons. We're treating overall medical conditions and treating and improving one's health with the medicine.
That was Dr. Veronica Johnson, obesity specialist, practicing physician, and assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern University. She spoke with me this week about how drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy work and how they're being incorporated into care for patients with chronic conditions like obesity and type 2 diabetes. Next week, we'll hear the rest of our conversation, where we'll talk about the shortages of these drugs and how there are barriers to access for some patients. This is Just Healthcare Daily. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the program. We'll be back with healthcare business and policy news updates tomorrow, as always, in 10 minutes or less. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare Daily Podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare, a Kauffman Hall company.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.